This is a large oil painting by David Murray called It Was a Time of Roses. It was painted in 1914 and depicts a field of roses in bloom with Canterbury Cathedral in the distance. The work is landscape orientated, 140 centimetres high and 170 wide. The painting captures the view at that period from 40 Acres Rose Garden, an area close to St Dunstan's Church in Canterbury. It's rendered in a late impressionistic style that seeks to capture the moment in terms of the shifting effect of light and colour in quick brushstrokes. The title of the work is taken from Thomas Hood's poem, Time of Roses, which includes the line, "The world was newly crowned with flowers when first we met." The lower half of the painting features the rose field, which fills the width of the canvas. There are at least 6 rows of different rose varieties being cultivated. Each of these features roses of a different colour, and these plants have been pruned so that the rose bushes are at about knee height. Each row is interspersed with narrow walkways of rich red earth, and at either side of the field there are some taller rose plants that have been left to grow. The flowering roses range in colour from deep crimson to hot red, blousy coral, soft baby pink, and creamy apricot. They form a dazzling display of beautiful blooms amidst dark green leaves. The roses in the foreground have been painted in detail, every petal of each rosette carefully delineated. But as the field extends into the distance, the style becomes looser. Quick daubs of colour and spots of white, creating an impression of floral abundance. Standing amongst the flowers near the end of the field is a distant worker in brown trousers and white shirt, bending to their task. A metal wheelbarrow sits waiting to be utilised to the right of the field. Beyond the flowers, the end of the field is marked by a line of dense green shrubbery and mature trees. Rising prominently from behind the trees are the towering pale stone walls of Canterbury Cathedral. The cathedral was rebuilt in the 12th century in a predominantly Gothic style, with pointed arches and pinnacles. The building is painted from a northwesterly aspect, with its entrance to the right. In the centre, its huge bell tower, over 75 metres tall, is a dominant feature in the landscape. Surrounding the cathedral, just noticeable above the trees, are the tops of buildings and slanted red roofs of the city. Beyond this, on the left, are the soft grey and gold rural slopes off to the southeast. And on the far right, the prominent round, crenellated twin towers of Westgate, the ancient stone entrance to the city. The upper section of the painting is dominated by silvery grey skies, burgeoning with cloud. Here, parts of the clouds are light and golden, others charcoal dark with impending rain. David Murray's work has been likened to Constable, and these changeable skies, caught on canvas, support the comparison. Sir David Murray, R.A., was a Royal Academician and a very prolific Scottish landscape painter. Having studied at the Glasgow School of Art under Robert Greenlees, he moved to London in 1882, where he was an immediate success. To broaden his horizons, he travelled to the continent, but the majority of his more characteristic works are of Scottish or English landscapes.